For updates on GST besides the local newspapers, it is recommended to check updates on the official GST websites. Current application of the different types of GST. The introduction of 5 types of GST has simplified India's taxation system, increasing government revenue and reducing compliance burdens for businesses. The diverse GST rates have unified the tax structure, making it easier for taxpayers to operate. Current application of the different types of GST. The introduction of 5 types of GST has simplified India's taxation system, increasing government revenue and reducing compliance burdens for businesses. Yes, it is true. GST, we are talking of the 5 types of GST, that is the CGST, SGST, IGST, UTGST, etc. Now, although there are 5 different types, they are applicable for a combination of states and union territories and the central government. But what is simplified is that the percentage of tax applicable across each of the states, across each of the GST commodities is the same and it is unified. It is making the tax structure easy and easy for the taxpayers also to operate. Let's look at a summary describing the current application of the different types of GST percentages in India. The state GST, intrastate supply of goods and services within a state collected by state government, 0 to 28%, varies across states. CGST, intrastate supply of goods and services within a state imposed by the central government, 0 to 28%. IGST, interstate supply of goods and services between different states or union territories collected by the central government, 0 to 28%. UTGST, intrastate supply of goods and services within a union territory, collected by the union territory government, again varies from 0 to 28%. What is the difference between the different types of GST? The 4 types of GST, CGST, SGST, UTGST and IGST, differ in their jurisdiction and collection. CGST and SGST are collected by the central and state governments respectively on intrastate supplies. IGST is levied by the central government on interstate supplies. Difference between the types of GST, UTGST is collected by the union territory governments on supplies within union territories. GST rates range from 0 to 28% depending on the products or services. The 4 types of GST which we looked at, the CGST, the state GST, SGST, the union territory GST and the integrated GST, differ in their jurisdiction and collection. The CGST and the SGST are collected by the central and state governments respectively on intrastate supplies, which means whatever is sold in the state, part of the GST is collected by the central government, part of it by the state government. IGST is levied by central government on interstate supplies. If something produced in Maharashtra is sold to Karnataka, the central government would collect the complete GST. UTGST is collected by the union territory governments on supplies which are made within the union territories, which means irrespective of which state the material comes from, if it is sold within the union territory, the union territory government would collect it as UTGST. GST rates range from 0 to 28% depending on the products or services. Entities mandated for registration for GST. Let's understand which all businesses and how many, what should be the threshold for a business to register under GST. Businesses supplying goods with a turnover exceeding 40 lakhs and or 20 lakhs for special category states must register for GST. businesses supplying services with a turnover exceeding 20 lakhs and 10 lakhs for special category states must also register under GST. So this is clear. The businesses with a turnover, annual turnover exceeding 40 lakhs, or those whose turnover exceeds 20 lakhs for special category states, that means they are in the special category states, they must register for GST. Businesses supplying services with a turnover exceeding 20 lakhs in all the states except those in the special category states will register if their turnover is more than 10 lakhs. Individuals registered under previous laws like excise, VAT or service tax must register under GST. With a registered business, when a registered business is transferred or demerged, the transferee must register from the date of transfer. Let's understand further. Individuals registered under previous laws like excise, VAT or service tax must register under GST. So, if you have been an individual but offering certain services or a product and you are registered under excise, VAT or service tax, you need to register under GST irrespective of your annual turnover. When a registered business is transferred or demerged, the transferee must register from the date of transfer, which means that if there is a business which is transferred from one company to another or demerged, there is a separation that takes place, the transferee who takes over the business new must register from the date of transfer. Registration under GST, which is mandatory, again, a person making interstate supplies, casual taxable person, agents of a supplier, those paying tax under the reverse charge mechanism, input service distributor, e-commerce operator, aggregator whose total sales is more than 2 million, person who supplies via e-commerce aggregator. Let's understand, a person making interstate supplies. So if as long as you are supplying something from one state to the other, you need to register even if you are an individual. Casual taxable person, that means if you are registered under the other taxes, you will be required to register now. Agents of a supplier, if you are an agent for a supplier and doing certain activities or supplying on behalf of the supplier, you will need to register under GST. Those paying tax under the reverse charge mechanism will also be eligible or are required to register under GST. Input service distributor. So you are somebody who distributes services, then you will also have to register under GST. E-commerce operator, aggregator whose total sales is more than 2 million or 20 lakh rupees is also required to register under GST. A person who supplies via e-commerce aggregator will also need to register under GST. So even if you do not sell directly, but you sell through, let's say for example, an e-commerce aggregator is Flipkart or Amazon, you will have to register yourself or your business under GST. Entities exempted from GST registration, agriculturists, persons falling under the aforesaid mentioned threshold exemption limit, and persons making nil rated exempt supplies of goods and services. So, and who is exempted from GST registration are agriculturists or persons falling under the aforesaid mentioned threshold limits, which means that 40 lakh rupees and 20 lakh rupees in special states and 20 lakh rupees and 10 lakh rupees for services. Persons making nil rated exempt supplies of goods and services, which means that if you are not going to claim any returns or any input tax credit, then you need not register under the GST. Entities exempted from GST registration: person making non-taxable non-GST supplies of goods and services, activities that are neither supply of goods nor services, persons involved in making only supplies covered under reverse charge. So there is a further exemption of certain entities: persons making non-taxable non-GST supplies of goods and services, activities that are neither supply of goods nor services, which means that you are maybe running an NGO, you would most probably be under this category. So persons involved in making only supplies covered under reverse charge. So all these people would be exempt from GST registration. Questions now is for foreign companies, whether they require GST registration in India. Do foreign companies require GST registration? Yes. Any foreign company that supplies goods and or services to recipients in India but operates without a fixed place of business or residence in India should mandatorily obtain GST registration. What does this mean? Any foreign company that supplies goods and or services to recipients in India but operates without a fixed place of business or residence in India should mandatorily obtain GST registration. This implies that even if the company is located outside the country but is supplying goods and or services to somebody in India, that means somebody in India is receiving his goods or services, he needs to register, that company needs to register under GST registration. Registering for GST in India. Eligibility: if a business engages in buying and selling goods or services, they must register for GST if they meet the eligibility criteria. Now we are talking of foreign companies, and again there is an eligibility criteria for them to register. Let's look at what that is. Those businesses with an annual turnover of more than rupees 2 million, that is 20 lakhs, which is equivalent to approximately $24,390 for service supply, or rupees 4 million, which is $48,780 approximately for goods supply, are required to register for GST in India. So if you look at the actual values or the limits, they are the same whether it is a foreign company or whether it's an Indian company. GST registration threshold in Indian jurisdictions: if it is services, special category states Assam, Arunachal Pradesh, Manipur, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Nagaland, Sikkim, Tripura, Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh. Aggregate turnover 1 million or 10 lakh rupees. The rest of India, other than the special category states, it is 2 million or 20 lakhs. This is for services. For goods, for the special category states, again Assam, Arunachal Pradesh, Manipur, Mizoram, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Tripura, Sikkim, Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh, the aggregate annual turnover should not exceed 2 million or 20 lakh rupees. And for the rest of India, it should be 4 million or 40 lakhs. The exempted services are further notified under number 12/2017 as issued by Finance Ministry. Hereby various services are exempted from levy of GST. Some of the important exempted services are services by the central government, state government, union territory or local authority, excluding the following services. So under a notification number 12/2017 as issued by the Finance Ministry, there are certain services, government services, which are exempted from the levy of GST. Services by the Department of Posts by way of speed post, express parcel post, life insurance and agency services provided to a person other than the central government, state government or union territory. Services in relation to an aircraft or a vessel inside or outside the precincts of a port or an airport. Transport of goods or passengers or any service other than services covered under the above three entries provided to business entities. So who all are exempt? Services by the Department of Posts by way of speed post, express post, whatever they do to a person other than the central government, state government or union territory. Services in relation to an aircraft. So government services with relation to an aircraft or a vessel, that is a sea vessel, inside or outside the precincts of a port or an airport. Transport of goods or passengers or any service other than services covered under the three earlier entries provided to business entities. Pure services provided to the government or local authorities related to functions entrusted to panchayats under Article 243G or municipalities under Article 243W of the Constitution are exempt from GST. Services provided by the central government, state government, union territory or local authority to another state, central government, state government, union territory or local authority except postal, insurance and transport services. Let's look at the further exempted services. Pure services provided to the government or local authorities related to functions entrusted to panchayats under Article 243G or municipalities under 243W of the Constitution are exempted from GST. So all government services to any of the local authorities are exempted. Services provided by central government or any state or union territory or local authority to a counterpart are all exempted except postal, insurance and transport services. Services provided by way of pure labor contracts of construction, erection, commissioning, installation, completion, fitting out, repair, maintenance, renovation are exempted from GST. Or alteration of a civil structure or any other original works pertaining to the beneficiary led individual, house construction or enhancement under the Housing for All Urban Mission or Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana. Services by a person by way of conduct of any religious ceremony. So let's understand this exemption once again. Exempted services, services provided by way of pure labor contracts of construction, erection, commissioning, installation, completion, fitting out, repair, maintenance, renovation or alteration of a civil structure or any other original works pertaining to the beneficiary-led individual, house construction or enhancement under the Housing for All Urban Mission or Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana. So this will not apply to the entire construction industry, but this will apply to only those contractors who build individual houses for a beneficiary who is an individual, not a complete apartment complex or a society. Also exempted are services by a person by way of conduct of any religious ceremony, that means pandits or anybody else are all exempted from religious, who offer religious service. Renting of precincts of a religious place meant for general public owned or managed by an entity registered as a charitable or religious trust under the section 12AA of the Income Tax Act of 1961, herein after referred to as the Income Tax Act, or a trust or an institution registered under subclause 5 of clause 23C of section 10 of the Income Tax Act, or an authority covered under clause 23 BPA of Section 10 of the said Income Tax Act. So, other than the services provided by a religious ceremony by a person to conduct any religious ceremony, as well as renting out of a religious place meant for general public, owned or managed by an entity registered as a charitable or religious trust under the Income Tax Act, they are exempted from registration under GST. Further exempted services, services by way of transportation by rail or a vessel from one place in India to another of the following goods: relief materials meant for victims of natural or man-made disasters, calamities, accidents or mishap, defense or military equipment, newspaper or magazines registered with the Registrar of Newspapers. So there are further services and products or articles which are exempt from registration under GST, and those are services by way of transportation by rail or a vessel from one place in India to another of the following goods: relief materials for victims of natural disasters or man-made disasters, calamities, accidents, whatever, defense or military equipment, newspapers or magazines registered with the Registrar of Newspapers. Includes also railway equipment or materials, agricultural produce, milk, salt and food grain including flours, pulses and rice, organic manure, transmission or distribution of electricity by an electricity transmission or distribution utility. So in all the essential services, the essential products for the population in general are exempt from registration under GST, and they are also exempt from GST taxing. The list goes on further. Services of life insurance business provided under the following schemes: the Janashri Bima Yojana, Aam Aadmi Bima Yojana, life micro insurance product as approved by the Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority, having maximum amount coverage of rupees 2 lakhs. Varishtha Pension Bima Yojana, Pradhan Mantri Jeevan Jyoti Bima Yojana, Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana, Pradhan Mantri Vaya Vadan Yojana. So there is a list, further list of insurance businesses which are under the different government schemes which are also exempt from taxation and registration. Services provided by the Indian Institutes of Management as per the guidelines by the central government to their students by way of the following educational programs, except the Executive Development Program: a two-year full-time postgraduate programs in management for the postgraduate diploma in management, to which admissions are made on the basis of common admission test conducted by the Indian Institute of Management. Let's clearly understand this. Services provided by the Indian Institutes of Management as per the guidelines of the central government to their students by way of the following educational programs, except the Executive Development Program, which is a program for working executives, it is not exempted. Whereas the two-year full-time postgraduate programs in management for the postgraduate diploma in management, to which the admissions are made on the basis of common admission test, are exempted from the as services from taxation or from GST. A fellow program in management further is also exempted. A five-year integrated program in management is also exempted, and services by way of healthcare services by a clinical establishment, an authorized medical practitioner or paramedics is exempted. Services provided by way of transportation of a patient in an ambulance other than those specified above are also exempted from GST. GST rates, it is pertinent to note that there are many other services that are exempted under the GST other than those mentioned above. Specific exceptions are again provided under various categories for levy of taxes, but mostly the agriculture and allied services, medical and educational services, services related to weaker sections of the society are seen to be exempted for under the GST. Current rates, current GST rates as of 2024, several goods and services tax GST rates are defined in order to enhance trust as well as transparency between sellers and customers in the taxation process. Each of the GST slabs consists of various categories of items based on particular parameters. The current rates for GST for 2024 are defined in order to enhance trust as well as transparency between sellers and customers in the taxation process. So these rates are all available on any GST government website, which can be verified. Whenever you are paying, you as a customer are paying GST, you can verify the percentage from the website of the government and the establishment that is charging you, that under which category the establishment is charging you that GST. The GST rate slabs are decided by the GST Council. The GST rates for various products have been revised several times since the inception of the GST. The GST rates are usually high for luxury supplies and low for essential needs. Additionally, those who are subject to the composition tax are required to pay GST at lesser or nominal rates, such as 1.5%, 5% or 6% on their revenue. Under GST, the terms TDS and TCS also exist with rates of 2% and 1% respectively. The government has further clarified that GST rate slabs are decided by the GST Council. The GST rates for various products have been revised several times. We've seen revisions happening practically in every GST Council meeting from the time that GST has been established. The GST rates are usually high for luxury supplies and low for essential needs to ensure that the luxury supplies are taxed more because they are luxury items and saving the general public from the essential needs. Additionally, those who are subject to the composition tax are required to pay GST at lesser or nominal rates, such as 1.5%, 5%, 6%. Under GST, the terms TDS, that is tax deducted at source, and tax collected at source also exist, with rates of 2% for TDS and 1% for TCS. The GST law also imposes a cess on the sale of several goods, including cigarettes, tobacco, aerated water, gasoline and motor vehicles, in addition to the foregoing GST rates, with rates ranging from 1% to 204%. Let's just understand this. The GST law also imposes a cess on the sale of several goods, including cigarettes, tobacco, aerated water, gasoline and water and motor vehicles, in addition to the foregoing GST rates, with rates ranging from 1% to 204%. Now, the reason that is always talked about is to demotivate people from the use of cigarettes, tobacco, aerated water, and cars and motor vehicles to switch over to CNG and other non-fossil fuels, so that we are moving the government, the country's objectives of a green country or a green revolution are met. The GST rates and structure is reviewed at every GST Council meeting, and the 53rd GST Council meeting was held end of June 2024. The new revised rates and exemptions have been detailed. Please note that the list attached as annexures are non-exhaustive, and hence you are requested to check the GOI website for GST as listed below for the latest information and rates of GST. The GST rates and structure is reviewed at every GST Council meeting, and the 53rd GST Council meeting was held end of June 2024. The new revised rates and exemptions have been detailed on the websites below. You are requested to check the GOI websites for GST for the latest rates of GST. Thank you.